Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you once again. So will you guys join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you once again for this amazing day that we're alive and we get to enjoy our time here on earth. So we ask that you would bless us, God, that we would have our ears open, our hearts wide open to receive the Word that you have for us. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've been learning about what God calls us in the Bible. He refers us to a lot of things and uses different illustrations like sheep, there's goats, and then Paul was referring to our faith as ships. You know, we can become shipwrecked. Another one is pretty interesting. It's has a lot to it, but I'm going to go ahead and jump in. You're going to see what it is that we're referred to, starting in Luke chapter 6, 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. All right, here it comes. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You see, again, we are like homes, we are like houses, and you know, the Bible says that we're a temple, right? And God dwells inside of our temple, inside of our hearts. Now it's saying that we're like a house and we have to have a foundation for a house. And he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? And it's pretty amazing we think about it, because Jesus also says that he says, we'll call him Lord, Lord, and he'll say, I never knew you. And people will go on to say, but we cast out demons in your name and did this and did that. And he says, truly, I never knew you. So again, he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? And what are the things that Jesus tells us to do? You know, a lot of stuff goes around in the world about regarding Christianity. Some people make it so difficult, like they really do. I remember when I was from the outside looking in regarding my faith, I remember thinking like, it's so difficult. It's so hard. So many rules, so many regulations, so many do this's and don't do that's. And it was kind of like, I don't need that kind of pressure and that kind of load in my life. But when we think about it, there's hundreds and hundreds of commandments, right? And Jesus fulfilled them and narrowed them down to two. So when he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? He's talking about these two things. And what are those two things? Love God and love people. That's it. And simplicity of that is loving God and loving people. All those other rules and regulations, I mean, he fulfilled them, and we don't have to abide by those anymore, right? We don't have to abide by those hundreds of regulations and rules and laws to have communion with the living God. Jesus fulfilled that. So that's what he's saying by, why don't you do what I tell you, is loving God and loving people. And then he goes on to say, those people who hear what I do and do them is like somebody who builds their house on a foundation, on a rock, builds their foundation on a rock. And those who don't do what God says, who don't listen, who listen but actually don't do it, is like somebody who builds their house, their foundation without the rock, like just on the sand and not even a foundation. And it says, when the stream comes, it says, when the stream broke against it, it immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And it's funny because it doesn't say when the hurricane broke against the house or when the giant tsunami waves broke against the house. It says the stream. See, when we don't have our foundation, when it's not in Christ, a simple stream is going to take us down. But when our foundation is built on that solid rock, it's going to hold up, when those streams beat us and hit our house, it's not going to take the house down. Yeah, it may seem a little scary sometimes. It may seem a little shaky, or you may have to replace some windows or some damage from the storm. But in overall, the house and the foundation, it stays. It really does stay. And at the very end, it says the house, it says the ruin of that house was great. You know, when we have our foundation, and, you know, let's say another way to look at this is if we succumb to the wave, succumb to the stream, and our house is taken down, it can be rebuilt. Homes can be rebuilt. When floods come in and hurricanes take out houses, they can be rebuilt, but it takes time, right? It does take a lot of time. And that's what it's saying here. The ruin of that house was great. It's going to take a lot of time to rebuild what we lost when we ruin our testimony, or when something happens that is just, it can be pretty dramatic, and they do take time to rebuild. Okay. And so going on to Matthew 7:24 says this: Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Again, so following these commandments, following the words of Jesus, when we hear them and we do them, God says that we're wise, right, to actually follow them out. And 1 Corinthians 3:11 says this: For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times people put their foundation or build their homes on their things other than Christ. And so it could be power, it could be money, it could be success. All these things, people lay the foundation and build their homes on these things, which is, of course, we know are not going to last. They're not going to hold up when the storms of life come. Even a simple stream can take these things down. That's why we need to have that solid rock. We need to be built upon it. And not only when we build our foundation on the solid rock, as we build our house up, there's things that need to go in the house, right? We fill the house up with things, and most importantly, with Jesus. Our home needs to be filled with Christ. We can fill it with different things, thinking that it's going to give us fulfillment, that it's going to make home an actual home, or make the house an actual home by filling it up with certain things. But really, we need Jesus to make it a home, to make it a dwelling place. Okay. Proverbs 24:3-4 says this: By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So think about your house. What are you filling up in your rooms? If we are a home, if we are a temple, it's going to have rooms. And what are you filling it up with? Are you filling it up with godly things, with things that honors God? Or is it with foolishness? Is it with fleshly desires that we fill these rooms up with? You know, there's a lot of stories of homes having secret rooms. You know, maybe I watch a lot of biographies. And when somebody gets in trouble for doing some very horrific things to other people, they'll go to their house and search their house, and they'll end up finding like a secret room or a secret chamber. And they'll look at the floor plans, and there's nothing in there of that room. It's something that they have hidden, right? And so we all have the tendency to do that. We all have a tendency not only to fill up our homes with things that are not Christ-like, but to have secret rooms hidden, right? Like, and I think about it, and it's like, do we have any rooms that are hidden? Do you have a place that you know that is not honoring to God, but we kind of keep it tucked away? We want to keep it hidden from people. We don't want people to see the things that are going on in that one room. Well, God sees. He knows. He knows every room in our house, and He knows the things that we fill it up with. So again, an encouraging word to you: to fill it up with precious and pleasant riches. The riches in Christ are amazing. There's so many beautiful things, so many beautiful virtues and attributes when we follow Christ. Fill your house up with those things. Don't fill them up with the junk of the world, and don't have any hidden rooms that just, you have junk piling up in that one room that you just don't want anybody to see or go in, so to speak, spiritually. Let's be let's be open-hearted and let's ask God to search our hearts. Is there any rooms I have tucked away that need to be dealt with? Are my rooms filled with beautiful things, with things honoring to you? And most of all, is my foundation built on the rock? And remember, He is our architect, since we are a house, so to speak. All right? Well, I hope that was encouraging to you guys and that we would remember that He is our architect. And let's fill our rooms up with good things. All right? God bless you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that.